I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cause you know it's just fine, fine, fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
I found what we're looking for, boys. A bucket full of prawns.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me Mr. Catchy Hands in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
This starts creeping into the supernatural.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
All right, guys, Billy's gone. Now's our chance to be bad.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
You obviously did not see the look in your face, but you looked like Bernard Corbett to me.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
All right. So, where do you go from here?
Yeah, I got my own car over there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Head to the diner.
Okay. All right, you head over to the alarm. Diner.
Hey, everyone. I'm Dr. Phil McGann. Welcome to our show. We've got a special guest with us today. But first, this segment is sponsored by Uncle Jack's Furniture Store and More. Dinettes, living rooms, you can find them. It's just like a flea market. You talking about flea market. So don't forget to stop by Uncle Jack's Furniture Store and More. Our guest today is none other than Arkham's own homeless treasure, Montgomery Maul. He's here to talk about his remarkable journey of addiction recovery. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, Montgomery?
Huh? Oh, hey, it's me, Monty. I've got fleas. Well, I'm living in a box down by the river, which is fine because that's where the famine come and go. You like boating? I could sure go for some boating right now. You got any steam, friend? Steam is good. On the boat, on the river.
Now, you were arrested recently, right? Tell us about that.
Well, you see, me, Dirty Mike, and the boys were caught in the mayor's car with an old bottle of mustard and a poodle.
Okay, never mind. That's quite enough. Tell us about how you overcame your addiction to illegal substances.
Yeah, after several years of resisting, then I finally gave in and started bowing with the rest of the hobos. You gotta have a hobby to occupy your mind, otherwise you might fall right back into bad habits. You got any steam for that? Oh, good steam. That's just...
Well, that's quite enough of that. Thank you for tuning into today's show. Until next time, friends, this is Dr. Phil McGann, signing off.
You go to Pizza Dragons, even though they serve all kinds of things at Pizza Dragons.
Just dragon pizzas?
Yeah, pizza's their specialty.
I go in, start looking around, looking for the guys.
They're not there yet. They took a detour. So you do see Denny behind the counter, though. And he gives you a head. Hey!
Oh, Denny. Billy. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing what I love.
Hey, have you seen the guys? Did they come in?
Nah, not yet. Do you want me to get something started for you?
No.
The Grand Slam? Come on.
I'll be back. I think I know where they went.
Hey, don't metagame.
You know, I'm sure they're up to no... I'm sure they're not getting into any kind of trouble or anything.
Oh, no. No, they definitely wouldn't do that.
Nah, not those guys.
Not those guys. They straight as an arrow.
Salt of the earth.
All right, guys, give me this brick. I'm going to throw it through a window.
As we cut to Pawn and Prawns.
I love that name. It's the greatest name ever.
Anyway, so I leave and go there.
All right, start. All right, guys, Bill is gone. Now's our chance to be bad.
Meanwhile, at Pawn and Prawn.
Yeah, down at Pawn and Prawns, it's in the Merchant District, but down on the edge of the Merchant District, in the cheaper section of the Merchant District, closer to the water. It's closer down to, like, the water where there's a lot of shipping that goes in and out, so it's not as nice as up the road a little ways. So the other four Arkham boys, you pull up. It is, in fact, closed, as it is about 6:30 in the morning.
Nothing's ever closed when you can throw like me. Throw!
So you come up. It is closed. It is locked. What do?
We throw a brick through the window.
Can we case the place a little bit? Maybe do a spot hidden, see if there's people around.
Let's look in some windows. Let's see if the doors are locked.
Well, while you guys do that, I'm going to go ahead and throw a brick through the window.
Okay. All right. Roll a spot hidden.
For a brick?
Success.
I failed.
Success.
I...
Hard success.
Failed.
Regular success.
All right. So Tallahassee and Bakersfield, you're casing the joint. You're looking around. It is just one store in kind of a strip here. There's an alley a couple stores down. But as you're looking around, it looks like a regular pawn shop. Two big windows in the front, glass door. Peeking through the windows, it doesn't look like there's anybody inside. You know, various knickknacks and things that you would expect to see at a pawn shop. You know, they have some guns back in behind the counter from what you can see, and just a very eclectic collection of items. You know, musical instruments, appliances, luggage, some clothing.
Do they have prawns by any chance?
You can't quite tell from looking through the window. There does seem to be a bunch of buckets back by the counter that could, in fact, contain prawns.
I throw a brick through the window and go for the
prawns. When does the pawn shop open?
It opens at 8 a.m.
It's like another 5 hours.
That's like 2 hours from now.
What time is it?
6:30.
It's 5 o'clock, right?
About 6:30.
So an hour and a half.
Hey, before you get too far, when Billy got out to the car, he's been thinking about it, and he decides to stay there because he doesn't want to be accomplice. So he goes back in the Pizza Dragons.
Goes back in the diner to the Pizza Dragons.
Said
all night.
Said Denny's
all-purpose diner.
Denny's new.
All night.
Is that Denny's new digs? It's Pizza Dragon?
Yeah, that's where he got a job when he moved back to Arkham.
Is there any, like, is there any back doors or windows or anything? Can we...
If you go to the alley and walk back around the building, Yeah, there does look like there's a back door back there. There are a couple of windows, but they have bars over them.
All right, is there anybody around? Can I do spot hidden and see if anybody's around?
Go for it.
76, success.
Okay. You don't see anybody around. It's, yeah, it's early. The alley back here is pretty deserted.
All right, I smash it with a hammer.
I try and pick the lock.
I throw a brick already. Can I throw a brick?
Why
now?
Would you throw a brick through a window with balls on it?
Okay, Simeon, Dr. Simeon, upstanding psychologist. You really just want to go up to this pawn shop and throw a brick through the window?
Hey, I've been a dragon. I've been in the upside down. Guys, I've seen stuff. I'm not messing around anymore. I just got to get in and get out.
And he was never seen again.
And that's the last we heard of Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits. No,
didn't you
fine,
stay in the car?
Damn it. You got me. No, I don't throw a brick. I help smash it with a hammer, though.
Does anybody have lock pick skills? Locksmith?
None of us do.
No.
All of us are number one.
I'm going to try lock picks.
I just said that first.
Is the back door locked?
Here we go. You ready?
1%. Yeah, let's try and open it.
The back door is locked.
Ooh, 77 out of 1.
I'll smash it with a hammer. Just kidding. All right.
Is there a cat door or a dog door or anything like that?
There's nobody around. No drug addicts or hobos.
Not that you could see.
No boaters.
No boaters.
No jugglers.
No motor boaters.
No crusty boaters.
You haven't seen any crusty boaters.
No whistling bungholes.
No glass holes.
We're about to make one. Bunghole, so. Tally asks, you going to make that glass hole or what?
I don't know, man.
Bet that brick is about is looking pretty way, good about now, isn't it?
I'm going to pick the lock. Here I go.
We don't even really know what we're looking for, guys.
Prawns, right?
I failed. I got a 28 out of a 1.
28 out of 1?
Yep.
Yeah, like how you guys' plan was to come down here and break into this, and none of you guys have any breaking and entering skills.
Okay, I can throw. Okay?
And I would feel like to throw a brick. Why? The ball.
Why do we
though?
Need to throw it when you can just smash it?
Because I've got weak hands. Would just be so badass. Come on, guys. Here we go.
All right, well, we got, a little over an hour?
Yes!
To get in, get out.
So let's just break the window and go in the back.
That's what I've been saying.
There's bars over the windows.
You could still break the window and reach your hand in, can't you? Alex, can we break the window and reach our hand in through the bars?
Oh, well, great. Our hand is inside. Yay.
Reach your hand in through the window that is not near the door.
Oh, the door doesn't have a window on it? Okay.
No.
Let's go to the diner.
All right.
Not the back door. The front door is glass, but the back door is not.
Oh, well, then let's go back to the front door. Break the window. We'll sneak in.
All right, this place locked up tight. See you, fellas.
Fine,
I'm heading
to
the diner and meet up with Billy.
Let's come back when we're open.
This was a bigger waste of time than when we threw hats onto Corbett's lawn.
Okay, I throw a brick in the front door.
Okay.
All right, we leave you.
Yeah, we leave him.
I got an 8.
So, Simeon.
See you, Simeon.
Okay, so Dr. Simeon, looking around, finds a loose paving stone or a brick, I guess.
Thank you.
Nearby, picks it up and he throws it through the front door of the pawn shop.
I rolled
the glass.
Yeah,
it doesn't take a ton of strength to throw a brick through a window.
Well,
so yeah, the glass in the door smashes, makes a very loud noise, as it would when a large glass door shatters. The glass falls to the ground and the store is now open to you.
All right, I go inside.
There were no bars on the front door?
Just the windows? That's a good point.
Well,
there were bars on the back windows.
Oh my gosh. We've just been standing here doing stupid crap this whole time. And there's just a...
There you go.
...glass door in the front of the shop.
He did say there's...
That's what I said. That's what I described when you guys got there. I said there are windows and a glass door. And then when he went around to the back, I said there's a door and two windows.
All right, so I run back into the middle of the street and I start waving at the car.
All right. I'm going with Simmy into the door.
I'm going to need someone with a good spot hidden because mine sucks.
Mine's terrible. I have good stealth.
I think we're all going in. We're going to the pawn shop.
All right, so what's this place... what's the layout here, Alex?
Okay, so as you guys enter into Pawn and Prawns, it's as I described in the front, there are various counters around with objects, things that you would expect in a pawn shop, you know. Lots of, it's just about everything you can think of. People have brought in, they pawned, whatever this guy has collected. So yeah, household goods, furniture, appliances. There are some guns in a case back behind the counter. There is a front counter with that has a glass case that most of it appears to be empty right now. Some clothing. So there's a door to the back room that is behind the counter.
I'm going to go to the back room and search in there. Who's coming with me?
And also as you come in, you notice a distinctive fishy smell.
Because it's prawns.
All right, I'll go into the back room.
I want to spot hidden the main room.
All right.
Okay.
Go for it.
What are you looking for exactly? You're in a store with just dozens of items all over the place.
I want to see if there are.
What are you guys
looking for? Radios, and particularly a radio that resembles the one that.
Do you want to? Well, what did the receipt say? Didn't it say it was traded for something?
Them all.
Did it? Did the
receipt? I'll share the receipt to everybody.
Did the receipt say it was traded for something? Because if so, I'm looking for that.
So here you go. Here's the receipt.
Okay, men's wristwatch with black leather band engraving on back item.
So we traded. Oh, I want to find the wristwatch with the engraving. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Can I go ahead and roll the spot hidden?
Yeah, go for it. Where are you searching?
I'm assuming that a watch would be near the counter or, you know, somewhere where there's a display, jewelry or other watches. Probably near the counter. Okay.
All right, so yeah, as you... okay, yeah, roll your spot hidden.
I succeeded. 35 out of 46.
Woo!
Okay.
I'm going to check.
So as you go back behind the counter, looking around, the glass display that's in the front of the counter is mostly empty. There are a few things in it, but the things that are left in it look pretty cheap. And back behind the counter, there are a bunch of drawers that are all have locks on them.
I want to break the lock.
Okay, roll a strength check. Which there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of drawers.
Do any of them look any more distinctive than any others?
Are there any that are just unlocked or open right now?
No, they're all locked.
How many are there?
Let's say six.
Are there any that look like they'd have a wristwatch in them?
Are any of them labeled watches?
Six of them. No. No, they're not labeled watches.
All right. I am going to break open.
But yes, from looking at it, you get the assumption that at the end of the day, this is where he probably pulls the valuables out of the display case and puts those trays back in the drawers.
Okay, so is it like three drawers on the right and three on the left stacked like that, or are the three across and two below?
Yeah, three across.
All right, I'm going to do the top right. I'm going to break that one. I rolled a 99.
Oh. Instead, you break yourself.
All right.
This is like the fight that he had with the dude that kidnapped him and Mr. Corbett. The Miss.
What are you trying to break it with, by the way?
I don't know.
Pure will.
Willpower.
Mind trying to break it. You hear the whisperings of Billy McConnell's as your conscience in your ear.
I don't listen. Just come to Denny. I don't listen to him. I want to find the wristwatch because I'm guessing the engraving on the back has the man's real name on it.
He'll be able to get the pawn shop to show him.
I bet he won't. He's not going to show you his valuables. He's not going to show you the family jewels.
If you pay him enough, you have bet he will. He's a pawn shop owner.
Is there anything... I guess I should have figured this out before. Is there anything around that's heavy that I could hit it with? How about the brick that Simmy threw through the front window? I'm using that.
Okay, I mean, regardless, you're just choosing what you failed
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I know. You asked, though, so I figured I'd be thorough.
So you... You go to smash open the lock. You fumble horribly and go, smash my hand.
Take a damage.
So you're gonna take 1 point of damage as you smash your hand on that fumble.
And now I can't play at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
No, you fade from existence. I guarantee we've made this joke before.
Yeah. All right, we're just going in.
I want to try again. Yeah.
This is the end of the show.
Can I try again?
We've come full circle.
All right, sure. Can I start searching the back room while he breaks his hand again?
Yeah, you can go in the back
I'm
room.
I'm going to try a different set of dice. I'm going to go with these old reliables.
No, I am.
Yes, I rolled a 14 out of 70.
Okay. Are you trying? Well, you're just trying again?
Yeah, same lock.
Okay.
Is that allowed or is that not allowed?
Well, typically when you fail at something, you just fail and you don't just get to keep rolling until you succeed.
Okay. Can I try and break one of the other locks then?
You kind of broke your finger.
Fine, I won't roll at all.
So maybe you're in pain and don't want to try again.
I mean, there are a bunch of drawers. You can roll again to try and break another lock. That's
okay,
fine.
I want the middle. The top middle.
Okay. All right. So you, So you grab the brick. You shake off your hand from the pain from smashing it. You smash it into the drawer, and this lock does pop out a little bit as you make connection with the brick. So the lock starts to spin in its housing there. And you are able to pull the drawer open.
Is there a watch in it?
You pull it open. There are a couple of watches in it. There's a few rings. There's a couple necklaces. There's one watch that has a black leather band. The other watch looks like a woman's watch that has a brown band.
I take the black leather banded watch and look at the back to see if there's an engraving, and if so, what the engraving is.
Okay. You flip it over. This one does not have an engraving on the back.
Oh, poop.
So Dr. Simeon, you're going into the back room. Tallahassee and Major Bakersfield, what are you guys doing?
I'm going in the background, back room with Simmy.
I go into Denny's and order a Grand Slam.
I thought this was your idea.
No, this was definitely my idea.
Yeah, after everything was locked up, I decided it was a bad idea, so I drove away.
He turned home and left them
on. Just kidding. I was more thinking what Billy was thinking. I was like, all right, we'll just come back and Billy will get the guy to show us. But since everybody else broke in, I stopped the car and backed up. And I'm just waiting to drive. I'm the getaway driver.
I want to look at the other watch. I mean, I might as well. Is there anything on the brown leather women's watch?
No. This one is not engraved either.
It's a men's wrist watch with a black leather band.
I know, but it was there. I might as well look at it.
Not a brown woman's watch.
Shut up, Simmy.
Just saying. All right.
Okay, so you guys go into the back room. You take a step back. You see there's a large, what looks like ice box back here to one side.
I bet it's full of prawns.
There's...
Found what we're looking for, boys. A bucket full of prawns.
And then over up against the other wall, there is a fairly large desk that's covered in papers. It's got some drawers. There's a chair in front of it. Writing utensils.
Okay, I searched the desk.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you looking for?
The watch.
Okay. All right. Roll spot hidden.
Maybe we should look for some sort of ledger, and you might be able to find
this. Yeah, that's
what
I was going to look for. I was going to look for a ledger to see.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to find anything because hey guys, back there. Sucks.
Maybe take a look for some sort of ledger while I hurt my hand.
Hey, thanks, Dom. That's what I was going to do. I'm going to look for some kind of ledger.
Oh, here we go.
See me get out of the way, you moron.
No, what did he roll?
It's a 40.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, but
you made it sound way worse.
That's annoying.
All right, I'm searching the desk, opening the drawers if they are unlocked.
Okay. Yeah, they're not locked.
I failed to, even worse. Yeah, never mind, Simi, I'm the moron. I rolled a 98.
Well, there's a ledger right on the desk.
Oh, hey.
That all right, you're completely oblivious of due to your failed spot.
Okay, so I grab the ledger and I open it. What does it say?
You're looking for a watch, so you're digging through the drawers.
Oh, hey, look, there's a ledger. I pick up the ledger and look at it. What does it say?
You fumbled it and tossed it in a fire.
Okay, so Major Bakersfield, I'm going to need you to make a library use roll.
Oh, his my library use is so good.
So good.
Mine's really good. Can I use it? Can I do it?
You're searching
for
drawers
right now. I failed a 66 out of 20. Out of 22.
Okay.
Oh.
So you start flipping through this, trying to...
Bakersfield, do you have a ledger in your hand?
See if you can figure out where...
No, I'm just happy to see you.
Okay, so you're flipping through, trying to find entries for what you're looking for here. Dom Drinkard, what are you doing?
I'm smashing another lock.
All right, roll a strength check.
Success, 37 out of 70.
Okay. You smash open another drawer. And, well, let's see.
Well, that's not a good sound.
Mm-mm.
That's probably that's some
good,
sort of...
No, that's a good sound, because that sounds like...
Nah, it sounds like there's a booty trap in there.
Oh, somebody's going to hear us, and he's rolling to see if our lock holds or something like that.
All right, so, Dom, you smash open another drawer. You open it up. This one looks to consist entirely of bracelets and earrings.
Some of whom are very old.
Some of whom are very old.
All right.
Okay. All right, I'll let you go again.
Sweet.
Because this is probably going faster than those guys searching through a whole desk and flipping through pages of a ledger. So,
success, 37 again.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Okay. This one smashes open also. You pull it open, and there are... several fine revolvers.
Oh.
Some of whom are very
cool. I have a quick question about guns. My character sheet still says I'm unarmed. Am I unarmed, or have I procured some sort of weapon over our adventure?
Just found some.
That's why I'm asking.
If you would like to have a weapon, then you can have a weapon. After your guys' adventure in New Jerusalem, you were pretty well armed, and there's no reason why all of that should have gone away, so you can still have a flamethrower if you want.
Oh, wait,
actually. No.
Actually, that,
no, we all took that away.
That's the only thing that went away.
Bakersfield always makes sure that everyone's armed whenever we go anywhere, especially on these types of...
That's why I was wondering, is there anything particularly special about these revolvers where maybe I should steal one of these ones?
Yeah, they have magic bullets.
They look older and maybe more valuable.
All right. I'm going to smash another drawer.
Okay. Roll strength check.
Oh, fudge.
I rolled a 92.
All right. You failed to smash open the drawer, but you did not, in fact, smash your hand.
What a relief. Are there any more drawers to smash?
What was that? An attempt? Four?
It was four, yeah.
You have what, smashed open three?
No, I think that was five, and I've smashed open three. Because I've failed on two. And I've gotten the watches, the bracelets, and the guns. So that's five.
Okay, you can attempt for whatever is still closed.
Unsmashed. I think there's only one more unsmashed.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to roll.
Well, you can attempt to smash the other ones you did not smash before.
Okay.
That you failed to smash before.
I'm going to roll again. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I rolled a 75 out of 70. I failed again.
All right. Tallahassee, where are you?
He's in the car.
Waiting in the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he's waiting in the car.
Okay. One second.
I'm keeping an eye out. Spot hidden. Listen. Check. Make sure nobody's coming. Spot hidden. Success. Listen. I failed barely.
So he did hear something.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I hear myself.
Okay. You don't see anybody coming yet.
Okay. I continue doing what I was doing before.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Let's see. Major Bakersfield.
That's me.
Simeon can't stand your bits.
Is there a clock in the office anywhere that I can check the time?
Yeah, you can check the time. There's a clock on the wall.
All right, I checked the time. What time is it?
It's about 7:15.
We probably
should get out of here soon because, you know, he may arrive early to, like, prepare
to
the shop,
the
to
store,
open up,
yeah.
Get everything ready, you know. I'd imagine he'll probably
be here. Let's just take the ledger
soon.
And get out of here then.
Yeah, we take the ledger and go.
I smash one more drawer.
All right, Dom Trincard, roll a strength check. You're smashing drawers.
Good heavens, dude. 77.
Oh, you're so...
I failed again.
Spend some luck.
Are you drunk?
This has been the most pointless.
He's a little drunk.
Probably should have waited for it to open and talk to the guy.
Dom Trincard. You guys just hear Dom Trincard swearing under his breath and smashing a rock.
Bullocks. We turn off the game and restart from our last save point before we came in, before we left the apartment building.
Revert to last save point.
Hey, Simeon, it's getting a little late. I think we should take off.
No, never. Give me another brick.
So we walk out into the main room in the store, and I say, Dom Trincard, let's get out of here.
Okay.
So we start going out to the car.
Walk, walk, walk.
To the qua.
Is this all of you? Dom, you get up and you follow him?
Smash one more. Come on.
You want me to smash one more?
Come on, smash one more.
Tallahassee glances at his watch.
All right, I'll smash one more. Okay. Uno mas. 69. I succeeded by one.
You succeed by one?
Yeah, 69 out of 70.
You smashed open three, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Okay, so you smash the rock into the drawer. The lock pops off. You pull the drawer open. And this drawer contains several wristwatches, some of which are very old. There are also a few pocket watches. And like some nice tie pins.
All right, hurry, check the back.
All right, how many?
Just grab them all and run.
Of the, yeah, but how many is several? I mean, should I take the whole thing?
All right, there are four wristwatches.
Okay,
many
I look
black
at
black bands.
How many have
two
black
of
bands?
Them have black bands?
All right, I lift both and look for engravings.
Okay, you snatch both of them out. One of them Yeah, you pick one of them up, you flip it over, and it does, in fact, have an engraving on the back.
I take it. What is the engraving? Okay. I just take it with me, and I'll look at it.
The engraving on the back says RG.
Son of a B. That's it.
Richard yes. Johnson.
Richard Johnson.
With the G.
Richard John.
Richard Gunson.
Didn't he say RJ?
RG.
RG. Oh, I thought he said Richard J. Gonads. I wipe down with my trusty pocket handkerchief. I wipe down the display or the drawer case for fingerprints. I don't want to leave my fingerprints.
They don't take fingerprints in the 20s.
Yes, they do. Okay.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, Donovan. Google that schnit.
I'm Googling it right now.
Anyway, I wipe down the display or the drawers. I take the rock with me and I follow them out to the car.
Okay. So you snatch up the watch. It looks very nice. This is a very fine looking watch. It looks very expensive. And yeah, it does have those two letters engraved on the back. So you look around, you grab those things, you wipe everything down. This isn't your first rodeo. And you all head out the front of the shop through the broken glass door.
Before I head
into
out.
Into the already running vehicle as Tallahassee Turner.
That's right. I'm so aware of that.
Rider, adventurer, and now getaway driver is white knuckling the steering wheel. You all pile in and he hits pedal to the metal.
Wait, while we're waiting, Donovan, do you want to tell us what you Googled?
No, I don't think that's necessary right now. I think we need to go.
Okay. Well, I think Sam said he was doing something else in the shop.
I was just going to make a dumb joke. Oh. I pull out a little plastic sheet of Nam June Card's fingerprints, and I go put them all over the drawer.
I knew these would come in handy. Pun intended.
Okay. So as the brigands and vagabonds and bandits
and hobos
speed off into the early morning... you guys head over to Pizza Dragons.
If we drive over the Miskatonic River, whatever that's called, if we drive over the river or near the river, I take the rock and I throw it into the river on our way.
It's a brick.
Whatever okay. it is.
Let's see. Where should it be? No, it's... It's kind of down more near the university.
Okay.
Which is on this same side of the
When we get a sufficient river, distance, I'll throw it into a field like a bundle of mail.
Okay. Sounds... Okay. Sounds great. As Tallahassee Turner attempts to drive inconspicuously, though this is his first getaway, he is driving quite erratically and too fast. Dom Duncard is holding the wristwatch that was discovered inside the pawn shop, puzzling over what the inscription might mean, as Major Bakersfield clutches the ledger that he discovered in the back office, hoping that maybe when you get together, all of your minds piled together? All of your brains pooled together might be able to figure out a clue as to who is the radio man.
Before we left, Tallahassee ran inside and just grabbed a whole bunch of stuff, so it didn't look like we came for one item.
I wanted to look like we came for one item. I wanted to look.
If it was the only
Billy
thing
comes
took.
Back later as the police...
Don't worry, guys. And the one... It wasn't the only thing Pete took, or that Dom took. He also took the rock.
I did take the rock. I don't want my fingerprints on the rock. Since Billy's going to go back later as the police... If a certain particular item is missing...
You can ask him about it.
He can ask him about it and probably get more information.
Well, look,
meanwhile,
guys,
we have the...
Gotcha, okay. Tallahassee drop. Right. Pull up to
that
the restaurant.
That was my thinking behind why I took just the one item.
Good thinking, Dom. All right, let's head inside and get ourselves some Grand Slams.
Thanks for telling us all that useless information.
So Tallahassee Turner pulls the car into the parking lot at Pizza Dragons. He sees Billy McConnell sitting at a table through the window, drinking a cup of coffee.
Glaring.
Glaring
What's up,
at the
Billy?
Window. Looking, checking his watch.
We just got back from the...
I rip open my button-up shirt, and I slam my nipples onto the glass window.
And yes, you say,
"Oh, Billy!"
I pull my gun out and shoot him through the glass.
The one time it's ever been appropriate to say, "Oh, Billy." Okay, so you guys head in the door. You hear the little bell tinkle. As the door opens and shuts behind you, you head back towards Billy, who's sitting at the table, waiting impatiently. There are a few other people in the diner here for breakfast. It looks like it's starting to pick up since now that it's getting to be a normal time in the morning when a lot of people are getting up, heading to work, stopping by for breakfast at the diner. Ezra Denny gives you guys a nod from behind the counter. And gestures over towards the booth where Billy is sitting. You also see Delilah Bevins waitressing here at the diner. And she smiles at you guys as you come in as she's carrying trays around to various patrons in the diner. So you all head back and you sit down next to Billy McConnell.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy. Where you been, man?
Hey,
Billy.
We were waiting for you at the apartment building, getting over here, I see.
Oh, yeah. There's another restaurant around the corner. You're going to think this is hilarious.
The other
called
Pizza
Dragon Pizzas. Whoa. And we waited there forever until finally we realized this was probably the place
the
that
weather
really
was
were.
Really bad.
It was really bad.
I see. I see.
Oh, hey, fellas. It's good to see you. What can I get for you? Coffee? Is that rubble?
Excuse me, Flo.
Delilah.
What's
I'll
the soup
have a smoothie,
du jour,
please?
It's the soup of the day.
That sounds good.
I think I'll have that.
I'll have that.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'll take a coffee in whatever glass you have. Smoothie. Don't really
Wait,
care.
You don't even care about how nice the glass is?
I don't care how nice the glass is. Just Whoa. Give me a cup of coffee.
Wow. He's taking the death of his wife really hard.
Yeah.
Why do you keep mentioning that, man? As a psychologist, that's really insensitive.
All right, I'll be back with just one coffee and three.
I'll take a coffee as well.
Okay.
Coffee. I have a Grand Slam, thank you.
And a Grand and the soup du jour?
Yeah. I'll take and a Grand Slam too.
Yes, okay. I'll have this.
Wait. Coffee and a Grand Slam.
I wanted a strawberry smoothie.
I'll give you
oh my gosh,
smoothie.
Smoothies. Where? Smoothies. Where?
Too soon?
Oh, okay, sorry.
The Tallahassee Tunnel will have the tooth burrito.
No thanks, I'm full.
He's like, I'll have the burrito, hold that. The teeth.
Teeth on the side.
For those of you listening at home, this is an inside joke in reference to the fact that Seth ate a burrito the other day from a restaurant and inside found a tooth.
A human tooth.
He didn't find it inside, he found it in his mouth when he chomped down on
it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. True story. He's still
recovering. Now we're going to ridicule him forever.
Yeah.
He's the tooth man.
Everybody keeps making fun of him for his horrible traumatic event.
I lost.
He made himself throw up.
And he all just looks sanity. Ill and he's looked sick and traumatized. For those of you on our Patreon, and we posted the pictures of this recording, you can see the 1,000-yard stare in Seth's eyes. As he still
I was
hasn't
never the
come
same.
Back.
You've changed, man. You've changed.
Anyways. Okay, so Delilah wanders off to go collect your guys'
I think you mean
army barracks worth of breakfasts, of soup du jours, coffees, and Grand Slams, and a strawberry smoothie after the panic died down. So there you are, all sitting around. What do you do?
Well,
what'd you find out, Billy?
Tell
us what you found out.
What did you miscreants learn, if anything?
Oh, funny story.
Do you really want to know?
There's a restaurant around the corner called the Dragon Pizzas, and we've been sitting in that. We felt so stupid. Our faces
we broke into
were
the pawn
so
shop.
Red.
Stole stuff. Look at this ledger I found.
I got to practice my getaway driving for the first time ever.
I threw a brick through a window and stabbed a guy with a trident.
Here's the brick. I hand the brick
to
Billy.
That escalated quickly.
I allegedly found this ledger lying around somewhere.
You allegedly found a ledger?
I allegedly found a ledger.
Very nice.
What does that sound?
That's the restaurant.
Okay.
It's the restaurant.
So we fill Billy in.
Yeah, there's a chatter of other patrons in the restaurant. There's a radio playing back by the
Turn off the radio.
Kitchen.
All right, don't give me any details of anything illegal, but did you guys learn anything?
Yeah, there's we found the watch on the sidewalk mysteriously. Okay. It's engraved with the letters RG on the back.
RG.
Yeah, does that mean anything to you?
It's Regulus Glack.
We think it's Richard Regulus Glack.
Johnson.
Richard Groin.
Really good.
Richard Groin. Yep.
Known alias for John Johnson.
So we want to... Billy, tell us what you found out as well. Fill us in.
I found out I can drink like 5 cups of coffee in an hour.
He's been peeing like a racehorse.
Yeah.
But what about, you know, from the neighbors and the hotel... I mean, the apartment manager and stuff.
Oh, yeah, let me... okay. I got my notes here. So... The neighbor said that the radios were on all the time, just constantly. They weren't always as loud as they were last night. But she didn't say that happened till about midnight. Now, here's the strange thing that kind of blew me away is that Mr. Johnson was seen going into his apartment around 9 o'clock last night. So he's only been dead for a couple hours. And yet, he looks dazed dead. Now, I don't know of anything that could do that other than some of the other things we've been dealing with. So, to me, this starts creeping into the supernatural. And maybe a different set of rules that we need to figure out as we go.
Maybe he went somewhere like Ebengard. The other place.
Stone.
Maybe he was attacked by an Egyptian mummy who sucked his soul out of his butthole.
That's very possible.
Maybe we've all been there.
He was really gone for a few days, you know, somewhere else.
So, John Johnson, they don't think that's his real name. Obviously, if you guys got different initials on the back of the watch, then...
RG.
RG, probably. Something, so John Johnson is probably just a made-up
Well,
name.
Billy, we also found this ledger on the side.
Yeah, whip it open.
I found
that.
The ledger. All right,
and
pull out the ledger.
I'm sure there's a RG name in the ledger.
Billy, you want to take a look at this, or would you prefer that we have Dr. Simeon take a look?
I do got a pretty good library.
Dr. Simeon, you're pretty book smart. I mean, it across the table.
No, slide it over. I'll take a look. But also, right, at some point, we need to make it down to the university?
The Unabomber?
Down to the...
Is that, Unibrow?
Yeah, Miskatonic University. Down to the university
UNICEF?
Where the morgue is, because I got to talk to the mortician. See if I can get Mr. Johnson boosted on the... You know, bumped up a little bit more of a priority. See if there's anything we can figure out as to what caused his death other than the stabbing. What caused him to age so quickly.
He also, if you... If the major's to be believed, he didn't bleed much from those stab wounds. So the fact that he didn't bleed much, combined with the fact that he looked, you know, much more decomposed.
Wait.
Quiet.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
I want to run a listen check.
Is my radio acting up? Is that on purpose?
You see Ezra. You hear him. Smacking the radio back over back by the kitchen. sorry, guys. Oh,
okay, so it's not this little one?
No.
Okay, all right, okay.
Ezra, has it been doing that a lot lately, or is that a new thing?
It's a piece of junk, but not usually. It's usually okay.
How long has it been acting up like that?
Just now. All right, hang on. I'm just gonna. Sorry, everybody. I'm just gonna turn this off. So he shuts off the radio.
Okay, there we go.
So,
that.
Like I was saying, you know, he looked more decomposed than he should have been, combined with the lack of blood. I'd be very interested to hear what the medical examiner or the mortician has to say.
Man,
it's aliens.
They weren't called medical examiners back then.
That's why I changed. And said mortician.
All right, so I took the ledger and I rolled a library use on it.
Okay.
Oh,
What's your library use?
Dr. Simeon, I want you to roll a...
74.
I want you to roll
Wait, I thought I handed it to McConnell.
Dr. Simeon, I want you to roll a spot hidden.
Oh, somebody else. All right, here we go. Nice! 14. Hard success.
14?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Dr. Simeon, you pull the ledger out and you slap it down on the table. And as you go to open it, a shock runs through you as there is a dark figure standing right over your left shoulder. And just as you turn to look, you see that there's nothing there.
Oh, you must have whispering.
You must have just been imagining things.
Did you guys see someone behind me?
Yeah, there's a lot of people sitting behind you in that, you know, those booths.
Did any of us see it, or just on?
Like a black, you know.
I see a black man sitting in the back over there. Yeah. Is that who you're talking about?
Why are you so racist?
Why are you pointing him out?
I don't see color, though.
What'd I do?
Oh, you don't see color? Anyways.
The rest of you
nobody
didn't
saw,
see
Nobody
anything.
Saw that. Okay. All right, well, never mind then. Let's look through this ledger.
Okay. All right. Simeon, you're going to use a...
All day long.
Library use, right?
Ledge. All day long. Yeah, are you guys are helping him, so I'll give you a bonus die on that.
Sweet. Can you give me a bonus die? Thank heavens I got a bonus die.
Use your fingers.
What'd you get,
Anyone
Donovan?
Taking that long to read dice is clearly cheating.
76. I spend 2 luck.
You rolled a 76 even with a bonus?
Yeah.
Man.
I got a 90, a 70, cool. and a 6.
Yikes. You spent grief. 2 luck?
Yeah.
Okay.
To succeed.
Also, when you spend luck to succeed on a skill roll, by the way, you don't get to check that off. Just a heads up.
Okay.
Just a reminder.
Yeah. I already checked it, so it's cool, man. It's good. We're good.
Erase that. Erase it right now, Donovan.
It's in pen. I don't know. What do you want me to do?
There's Spit nothing on.
Tear up your sheet.
You beat me.
That's right. Stupid DM.
Okay, so, using your incredible intelligence and the ledger that you have here, and then remembering that you also have a receipt that gives you a date and a name, you are able to flip back through the ledger to November 18th. Which was just a couple of days ago. So yes, this was 2 days ago. And then going down through the entries from November 18th, 1925, you do find one for John Johnson that's in there that has the wristwatch described. And also his copy of the transaction, which has what was traded for the wristwatch.
Nice.
And yes, a description of the wristwatch is also in there. Basically, yeah, it's a record of the transaction from his end of it.
No extra details.
No extra details.
It doesn't give the transaction of the other person, the RG.
Well, it just says John Johnson, right?
Yeah.
Well,
just says John
very
Johnson.
Helpful.
Yeah.
A good thing we broke into that pawn shop and stole all this stuff, right, guys?
Typically, like, you know, pawn shops, like, he keeps a record of the person who left it in case they want to come back. Like, it gives them, a lot of times they give you a period of time where you can come back and buy back things that you've pawned. So, yeah, so he's got his name there, the description of the item, and then also what the trade value was.
Which was?
What was the trade value?
Well, let's see. I mean,
a lot.
Radios. It's. I don't have a number off the top of my head, but a lot. The. It's a very nice watch. It's worth more than the value of the radios. Even though some of those were fairly expensive radios that he bought from him, the watch is still worth more.
I put the watch in my pocket.
I have the watch, you dingus.
Like. In today's money, the value of the watch would probably be around $10,000.
Dang.
It's nice.
So Mr. Johnson was...
like a Rolex. Not quite a Rolex, but... Not name brand Rolex, but it's very nice.
Where do we go from here? Should we have Billy go interview the pawn guy to see if there's anything else to learn?
Do what you want, Bill.
Should we go talk to the mortician?
Morticia.
Oh, yeah. Mortician and, thing. Sorry, on the on his side of things, he does have the engraving on the back.
Does it say RG?
Yes.
Okay.
Go get the phone book. Let's start looking up all the RGs.
Hello. Do you have a watch missing?
Did you gift a watch to someone who was
belongs to the dead guy, right?
You turn and realize that your best friend who's been with you the whole time is also an RG, and so you shoot him.
That's a good one. Memento.
As you look down at the memento that is that watch.
I forgot. I haven't seen that movie in years.
I thought it was good.
The movie's stupid.
Well done, Alex.
Oh, that movie's so good. You shut your mouth.
It's way good.
What movie?
Yeah.
Memento.
It's
only
pretty
for
good.
Stupid. It's only stupid for people that don't understand it.
So stupid.
Anyway.
The people.
Billy, what do you think we should do next?
Also, as it's become... I've missed some of your guys' conversation before, but... obviously Billy's realized that you guys had some illicit adventures before you arrived here.
Billy doesn't know jag diddly.
Well, considering you have the ledger from the pawn shop, as it clearly says on top of the ledger, pawn and prawns.
Allegedly.
Why would they have pawn and prawns at the same establishment? What kind of crossover market is there in people who pawn?
He wins twice, brother. That's good biz.
And people who want to buy prawns.
You ever had a good salty prawn?
I'd really like to see the cost-benefit analysis on such an endeavor. Hey, Billy.
What?
What do you think we should do next?
I think I need to go down to the pawn shop, interview the owner, and then after that, I think I need to go talk to the medical examiner.
Do you have any spare badges that you could give us and we could go talk to the medical examiner?
No, she knows me. Like,
don't you think you should wait until someone reports the pawn shop incident?
He's going to investigate the pawn because of the
As I mentioned before, her name is Jared Sylvester.
Jared?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not Whitney Lodge?
No. It's Jared Sylvester.
Well,
she sounds hideous.
I'm just saying, Billy. You actually might be. You might be getting a call about the pawn shop any minute now.
This is Whitley.
Oh, for completely unrelated reasons. So,
I'm looking at this other medical report. It actually has the medical examiner's name at the bottom.
Oh, it says Sylvester.
Oh, sorry. Oh yeah, I got to go talk to.
All right, it doesn't. Let's just pretend like it does.
I gotta go talk to the medical examiner. Anyway,
well, what the frick are we supposed to do?
You guys just want to come with me?
Yeah, Billy. Yeah, let's go with you.
Yeah.
Drop this brick off in the river.
Toss it in the river.
I'm gonna go dress up like a hobo and try to get me some drugs and find the ferryman.
So I finish.
I'll see you guys later.
You're just my gonna coffee, eating food.
Delilah brings over all your guys' smattering of breakfast.
Eat the soup du jour. Is it any good?
It's the soup of the day.
But is it delicious?
It's the soup of the day.
It's the soup of the day.
It's
the soup of the day.
I eat my Grand Slam and I drink my coffee.
I throw some salt over my right shoulder because Major Bakersfield spilled some.
Okay. I didn't do
Somebody
anything.
Sneezes.
I go into the bathroom with Seabass.
Really. Jeff Daniels beats him up.
Was there similarities in the crime scene at Bakersfield's house? Like, were the doors locked there, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, since you guys have been gone, yes. Bakersfield's house, same situation. When Bakersfield got home, he had to unlock the door with his key. He knocked on the door. It was locked, but nobody answered, so he unlocked with his key, went in, and he found his wife in back on the kitchen floor.
Is there any way that we can go research to see if there are other mysterious deaths like this? Now that we have at least two within the last few months, I'm interested to see if there is a greater connection and other, you know, mysterious deaths that fit the same description. We might be able to discover a pattern.
I think talking to the medical examiner would be our best bet. They're the ones that deal with all the homicides and deaths.
Oh, do they? Is that what medical examiners do? All right, let's go. Where are we going?
All right, we finish up our food.
I mean, I'm going to the pawn shop for the first time.
Okay. All right. I'm going to the pawn shop, too.
All right, let's
also
just go
for
together.
The first time.
Okay.
Wait, there's a pawn shop? Never heard of it.
I heard you can get good prawns there. Is that true?
Let's go get our prawn on.
Okay, so you guys finish up. You lay down money for the check. Of course, leaving a very generous tip for Delilah. You give Ezra a wave, you know, nod to Delilah on your guys' way out. As you get up to walk out, you look out the window that you're right next to, and there is a man standing right outside the window staring at you.
That's a boater.
He looks homeless. He's very scruffy.
Yes.
He's got a beard, scruffy hair, threadbare, raggedy clothes. He's definitely a juggler.
A carny?
No, he's not a juggler or a carny. But he's just staring at through the window.
Is it the same guy we saw earlier?
No, he's a different guy.
Okay.
Do I see what he sees?
He's looking at the window. What does that even mean?
Does he see any ghosts?
I want to go talk to this homeless person.
That threw you off, didn't it?
You want those drugs.
I want to talk to the homeless person, too, because if I'm seeing stuff and they're seeing stuff, then, yeah, I want to get to the bottom of this.
Take me out to the homeless guy. Let me have a conversation while they're driving.
Okay.
I got my own ride. I got my own car. I can drive whenever I want.
Okay, so the rest of you guys all pile in with Billy Bob McConnell. or I guess that's what it says on his name. With Billy McConnell, except Tallahassee Turner, who walks out front to go and confront the homeless man.
Hi there. Do you have any riverboat stuff? You know, the ferryman.
You got that river boy.
I want some drugs.
You know him?
You
know the ferryman.
I was hoping you knew the ferryman.
I know him. I'm looking for him.
Where is he at?
You know him. You know. Where is he? He's coming around.
He's on the river? Back.
He's always on the river.
Take me to him.
He's here to take us for a ride. Mister. And I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Me too. You got any drugs?
I ain't got drugs, but I got hugs. He makes an attempt to embrace you, Tallahassee Turner.
The hugs. Oh, the hugging
part two.
The hugging redo.
I open right up.
The hugging part two.
I open up to receive him.
All right. He wraps his arms around you.
As he does that, I frisk him to see if he's got drugs or something on.
As you go to hug him back, he wraps his arms over the top of your arms, and he clenches his hands together in the back, holding you, so now your arms are pinned to your side.
I headbutt him right in the frickin' nose.
Tallahassee Turner, I want you to make a POW check.
Oh. And I say, hey-ya!
Ow. Wa-pa-pa-pow.
Ow! Oh, no! I saw zero on one dice, and then I looked at the other dice, and it also had a zero.
You rolled 100.
You got three zeros.
You get hugged in half.
Did he hug me long ways?
Wow. Yeah, he held you 100. Long ways. Okay, Tallahassee Turner.
Oh my gosh.
I absorb into
you
his
just
body.
Completely submit to him.
Okay, also, Tallahassee Turner, I want you to make a luck roll.
Oh, son of a.
I think all
I'm the worst
out.
Player in this
100.
Game. 16.
Success?
Yeah, hard success.
Okay. Okay, everybody else, I need you to take your headphones off. Okay.
Whisper sweet nothings in my ear, baby.
Tallahassee. As the homeless man embraces you and pins your arms down to your side, he leans forward and he whispers in your ear, "The boatman is here, and he's gonna take you away." And just at that moment, you feel a cold, cold grip of hands around your throat as everything goes black. Everybody, thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. It's me, Alex, your keeper of arcane lore and sweet, soft, and spicy underpants, featuring Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits. Yes, those do actually exist, and we have them online at our merch store at arkhamrpg.com. So go there and find those, buy them and wear them, and drive all the ladies or dudes in your life out of their minds. Also, please check us out at patreon.com/thearkhamfiles, where you can sign up and receive all sorts of amazing boni, including bonus episodes and access to our guilded server, where you can hang out with the cast and crew of the show and talk about ducks, which is usually what's going on. It's a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. Also, check us out and follow us on social media. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Be safe and stay crazy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.